We have some guests in our studio, and we're honored to have with us this morning Ms. Maddie Williams of the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club and Mr. Keith Baldwin with American Auctioneers. Folks, welcome in. Thanks for coming in.
What an honor to be here, Jerry. Thank you for having us. Thank you to Ms. Maddie for getting up early and coming and telling us about that great celebration they're going to have this weekend right there in Forney, Alabama, McCord's Crossroads, Hopewell Community. I'm glad to be sitting right here next to Miss Maddie Williams.
She can tell us all about it. Tell us what's going on. I know it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Yes, thank you, Keith. I want to thank you too, Mr. Baker, and on behalf of the McCord's Homemakers Club, we want to thank Weiss Radio and you for all the support you've given us in everything and every endeavor we do in this community. We are having our May celebration in honor of our veterans on May the 18th, and it's going to start at 10 a.m. Now, I know the community is a little concerned about the weather, but our Hopewell Center, Community Center, actually, which comprises the Kerr Building, we will be inside in case there is some inclement weather. But thanks to Mr. Keith Baldwin and the auctioneers, we always have our tents up. So we will actually be outside
and inside. Plenty of good parking.
Yes, plenty of
great parking.
You don't have to worry about even parking yourself. We have some people that are going to assist with that.
Handicapped accessible. If you know, got everything you need. If you want to come, please come.
Please come. We even have taken into consideration that our gardens, which are so beautiful, people want to see them. So Atrium Floyd is going to supply us with golf carts to actually take people back and forth to the gardens so that you can enjoy it. Especially, are you ready? A special veterans tribute is going to be done in the gardens this year to commemorate our 10th anniversary. It's the 10th anniversary of this event. And I just want Keith to tell you how it came about.
Well, it's just, you got a powerful group of women right there in that community, and they wanted to save that hope. They wanted to save the church. It was right there in the corner. And those women got together, and they put their heads together. And I'm talking about a group of powerful, alpha women that they put their mind to it, and they made it happen. And, you know, they deserve, every one of them deserve a big pat on the back, because they went in there and they preserved that history for many, many generations to come. And they're reaching out to the community and finding these younger members that want to learn how to can, that want to learn how to quilt, that want to learn how to be part of a community and learn how to sit in a meeting and Robert's Rule of Order and learn how to professionally do a meeting. And it's going to do nothing but help these young people learn how to be more successful in life later on. And I'm just tickled that they allow me to be their friend and be part of what they do.
Yes, they teach life skills.
Life skills.
And how to be successful and how to be self-sustaining in a lot of ways.
Yes, and I mean, for our history, for the Homemakers Club, again, Keith was very influential in getting Miss Odessa Rogers. He brought the idea to her about our club doing something to honor veterans. And so, of course, by the time she brought it to the club, there was no building. There was just the little chapel that had been moved. And that is where they held the very first one 10 years ago. And so we are so excited. And so many things are going to be happening. So many things will be happening. Of course, we have a lot of vendors coming out. We even have a vendor that's going to come out and help veterans navigate their insurance, their hospitalization, which I think is very key. We have a lot of crafts because we are the Homemakers Club. So we have strawberries. We have
beautiful quilts.
Quilts, jams and jellies. You name it, it will be there. And of course, per Miss Edna Jo Jennings and Miss Patty Bach, we are going to have a wonderful, delicious, delectable meal.
No doubt about it.
Let me ask you this, Miss Maddie. If you're busy on Saturday, but you'd like to come by and maybe get some to-go plates, are y'all going to be doing to-go plates?
Yes, we will. We will have to-go plates for a $10 donation. Now, if you're a veteran and you cannot stay to the event, you can still come and get your plate, because, of course, we're honoring you, and you have no cost for your meal whatsoever. And we really want to take this time to thank the McCord's Fire Department. They cooked our beautiful Boston butts. Ooh, so delicious. So delicious. So, yes, you can come get your plate. even if you need it delivered and we have people in that community, we will get it to you so that you can enjoy that meal. Because we want you to feel honored.
If the veterans want to be there but they can't physically or somewhat, and you want to deliver them a meal, how do they let you know that they can't be there? Do you have a phone number they can call or how to contact you about delivering their meal?
Yes, they can call me. I'm the one that sent out all the letters and my information is there. I'm Maddie Williams and my phone number is 256-473-1557.
And it's all about honoring the veterans and for their sacrifice for the freedoms that we still enjoy today.
Yes. And again, I want to say Keith and the American Auctioneer were our very first sponsor. Of course, Weiss Radio did everything to put it out from the first year to this year. Again, we have gotten some grants, though, from some very special people.
Good.
Nature Sacred was one of our grant that we were recipient of a grant. And then we have the Community Foundation of Northeast Alabama. So people recognize what we're doing.
What about the Kerr family?
Oh, the Kerr family.
What about the Kerr family?
Oh, Mr. Kerr.
The Kerr building.
Yes,
I mean, you know, they've really sacrificed. They have really put their money where their mouth is, and they've sacrificed. They believe in this organization. They believe in these women, and they're there every turn, every way. And how lucky this organization is to have the Kerr family to be on their side.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't, every time I see Mr. Kerr and just sit and have a conversation with him, he is an absolute jewel.
Yes.
An absolute jewel.
Yeah. I've had the pleasure of working with the Kerr family for more than 40 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's been superb, great working relationship, and great people. And as you know, community supporters.
Community support. And with that being said, I also want to really thank the Franklin Press. Every year, they do all our posters, all of our letters, the ones that you see around town, at no cost to us whatsoever.
What about Miss Judy Hopper?
Miss Judy. When I tell you about the knowledge there, the first year I was chairman, which was last year, Miss Judy, she had been the chairman before that. Just a plethora of information, just as sweet and kind. And she has so many contacts and gave such good direction.
She writes the most beautiful letters.
Letters. Oh, gosh. And I mean, just eloquent.
Yes.
And couldn't have done, we can't do anything without her. We really can't.
Tell us about Miss Mobley.
Michelle Mobley. Michelle is our PR person, and which is officially my title. I'm the public relations specialist for the Homemakers Club. Michelle had that job before that, and my, did I have some big shoes to fill.
Yes,
and she still makes sure that she and Miss Edna Jo work tirelessly to make sure that we get funding for the garden, for the little library. They are the ones that wrote those grants. And Michelle, I mean, again, so much information, so many contacts, so many people that she is able to get in contact with and make things happen for us at McCourt's so that we can serve our community.
What about Miss Karen Bobo?
Oh, Karen Bobo. Miss Karen Bobo is our logistics queen. She coordinates everything from the weed eating at the center.
Putting up tents.
She gets in contact with the vendors. She has a very good relationship she made sure that we all have a good relationship as well with Sheriff Schaefer.
Sure.
The inmates, they come out, they help with the gardens. As you know, they help in the community all together, but they're invaluable to us because, again, a lot of us are getting a little older, but they come out and they help in a lot of different ways and repairs that we have to do to the chapel because, you know, the chapel was moved. It's older. And the women at the time and their husbands did all of that work. So now upkeep is really something that has to be done, as you know. But Sheriff Schaefer and that inmate association organization does a lot of that.
My boys yesterday, when they put the tent up, they came back talking about what a great job those inmates did and how thankful they were to have them there. And they just went on and on about how respectful they were and how they did just a great job, and they appreciated it very much.
Mm-hmm. And so did we. Just invaluable. Really just invaluable.
What about Martha Jane Montgomery and Lynn Petty?
Okay, Miss Martha Jane. Miss Martha Jane is really our kind of antique guru, her and Lynn. As you know, we have an auction every year during the celebration. So they have tentacles out in the community and beyond Cherokee County, and antiques and estate sales, and they make sure that we have very nice things to have in the auction. They have worked tirelessly again to make sure that we have funding along the years to get some of the things done, including the Hopewell Center, because that was a dream that McCoy's Crossroads Homemakers had, and that is how it came to fruition, how it really was all brought about again with the Kerr family and with Lynn Petty and with Miss Martha Jane going out and really, really, really getting good donations, good items, and us having a lot of different events to make sure that we could fund that building. It was a dream come true.
What all events do y'all do every year?
Well, besides the May Day celebration honoring the vets, we also do the Field of Fork, and that honors our farmers. We also take huge stock in some of the things that will come up in the community. Extended Family, that is a program I'm sure you're aware of, with kids who have parents that are incarcerated. We also, a relatively new program that helps unwed mothers or people or mothers that are not able to really take care of their families during their pregnancy. We have given baby quilts, we've made baby quilts, sheets and things of that nature, diapers. We've given the children's toys and necessities. That's the best way to put it, Keith, the necessities. We also make sure that we can help at the jail. We have our hands on a lot of different things, and we don't ever really say anything about it because, again, it's selflessness. It's what you do when you feel like you need to really give back and serve.
It's my favorite part of the organization. There's so many things that they do that they don't put out there because they don't want a pat on the back. They're doing it out of their heart. They're doing it because they want to help the community be better. And I love it. And I love the fact that you've got all those powerful women. And you know what? I'm sure it's tough when y'all have business meetings and stuff to get everybody to pull in the same direction. But once you guys make a decision, that's just how it's going to be. And we're all going to pull in the same direction. And it's going to be, y'all are going to work to be successful and be perfect. And you know, you've just got so many. You got Miss Peggy Rogers. You got Miss Ruth Peak. You got Miss Peggy Dempsey. I mean, I want to say that Miss Peggy Dempsey at one time was the president of the organization.
She was, right. Yes.
And she and, you know, just... That's a great organization, and the McCord's Homemakers Club, they're huge supporters of the McCord's Crossroad Fire Department. I mean, they really kind of go hand in hand.
Sure they do.
They support each other. I mean, and there's a lot of members that are in the Homemakers Club that are members of the fire department as well. So, you know, they really go hand in hand, and they're so good for our community. They're so good for Cherokee County. And the Homemakers Club is one of the reasons that people are wanting that type of organization, or is the reason that people are wanting to live and be in Cherokee County.
Well, they're doing the right thing for the right reasons to support their community and the county, but it starts right there at home at McCord's Crossroads and grows out to the entire county and beyond. Let me ask you this, Maddie. No doubt about it, everything that you've covered, this is a working organization. Keith mentioned powerful. You're powerful because you work. You get things done. You make things happen. If others that are moving into the community that would like to be associated and be a part of your club, how do they go about that?
We meet every second Tuesday in the month. You can contact myself, which is, again, my phone number I gave out earlier. Or you can contact any of our members that Keith has mentioned.
What's the address?
Our president. Our address is 7290 County Road 16 in Center, Alabama. And again, if you contact 256-473-1557 and you have an interest, you can come aboard. I'll tell you what you need to do. And if you are just computer savvy, you can reach us at our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, McCord's Homemakers Crossroads. So either kind of, any kind of way you want to reach us, we're there for you to do anything in the community you need for us to do. But again, if you want to join, I'm just going to say it. This is the best organization I have ever been a part of. And I love the fact that we get things done and we work together. No, it's not all sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. But we come together, we agree. We agree to disagree, but we come up with a solution, and we go ahead, and we make a plan, and we go for it.
Pulling the same direction.
Pulling in the same direction, Keith.
Well, you mentioned McCord's Crossroads Fire Department and this working together, this organization working together. They're a team. They're a community team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all team supporters. And, yes. And working together, like I said, they make things happen.
And, you know, that's living in Forney, Alabama, that is so nice to have the McCord's Crossroad Fire Department right there. I mean, they're a state-of-the-art fire department. And, they're top-notch. And there's a lot of men and a lot of women that sacrifice their time so that, they're just dynamite at what they do. They've got the equipment and the knowledge and the ability to do what we need as a community when we need a fire department.
They do. And people don't realize how much training goes into becoming a firefighter, and in order to be effective when they arrive on a fire, they don't just go out there and spray water. They attack it from a right direction, and they, like you said, they have the knowledge, and it comes from training.
I think they're going to present colors this weekend, correct? They're going to present.
No, in all actuality, this year we went with the Sea Cadets, which is an organization out of Etowah County. Again, we reach out to other counties as well. And these set of young men, they're going to present the flag, and they're going to do the raising, the everything. I'm so excited. I love to see young people that believe in being patriotic, and they believe in our country, and they believe in a program like this, an event like this.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Really, it is going to be a great exciting, informative, and just a fun time to honor our veterans.
And certainly a family-friendly event for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is about honoring the veterans, and again, veterans eat free. And
yes.
This is about you and honoring you and showing our support for the veterans.
That's right.
That's right. That's it.
What about your booth that you're going to have for the people that are going to come up and put out displays and that type of thing?
Okay, the vendors that we have coming out, again, if you're a vendor and you still want to come and set up, you need to bring your own table. There is no charge. We will have plenty enough time for people to look at what you have to present or have available. Right now we have 12. We have 12 vendors coming. Some of them are giving out information. Others are actually having things that you can purchase. The Homemakers Club as well will have their table up. And again, we will have jams and jellies and
quilts.
and quilts and aprons and all kinds of things that are going to just tickle your fancy.
Great. And again, that's at McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club. Keith? Ms. Maddie, anything else y'all want to add before we cut away?
Just thank you.
Thank you.
We're just honored to be a little part of it. And have you folks in. We thank you for coming in. And we want to say a big thank you again to the McCord's Crossroads community and for all the efforts out there. So if you're hardworking people and you'd like to get things done, you'd like to be associated with McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, call Ms. Maddie. She'll get you hooked up and let you go to work with their community out there and make things happen as they do. The McCord's Crossroads community and the church and the event is located at 7290 County Road 16, Center, Alabama, 35960. And it starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
10 a.m. in the morning.